This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. In a widely condemned first speech to Parliament, Queensland Senator Fraser Anning has called for a return to the White Australia policy and labelled safe schools and gender diversity as garbage. The Qatar Australian Party Senator told the Upper House that Australia should ban Muslims from settling in the country and should hold a plebiscite on whether to return to a European-only immigration system. He also attacked the trans community, saying, "Given that everyone knows there are only two genders, if you can be persuaded to advocate in support of the false claim that there are an infinite number of genders, then, without realising it, you've surrendered your political soul." The National Union of Students' LGBTI and Women's Departments have planned to counter-protest an upcoming March for Men in Melbourne. The march, slated for Saturday the 25th of August, was co-organised by anti-trans conservative commentator Sydney Watson and vocal Safe Schools opponent Avi Yemeni. NUS queer officer Jasmine Duff said the March for Men was designed to enforce rigid gender norms, sexist stereotypes, and violence towards women. A grant received by the Telethon Kids Institute will be used to research the social and emotional well-being of Indigenous LGBTI young people, the first research of its kind in Australia. The $716,000 grant was announced by Health Minister Greg Hunt last week as part of the latest round of National Health and Medical Research Council funding. Head of Mental Health and Youth Research at the Institute, Dr. Ashley Lynn, will work with Indigenous LGBTI suicide prevention group Black Rainbow to complete the three-year research, which will be conducted in Western Australia, New South Wales and the Northern Territory. ACON is warning of a serious outbreak of drug-resistant Shigella among gay men in New South Wales, which causes bowel infections marked by vomiting, stomach cramps, diarrhea, fever and nausea. Among 91 cases of Shigella reported between November 2017 and April 2018, 31% of instances involved a multi-drug-resistant strain of the bacteria. A New South Wales church approved to deliver scripture lessons in schools has been forced to remove anti-gay material from its website. The Fellowship Baptist Church of Blacktown had previously put material up on its website claiming that homosexuality was a sin and that sinners deserved death. The New South Wales Department of Education has forced the church to take down the material, which was found in the Firm Foundation's Children's Edition books, which are designed for Year 3 and 4 students. The Liberal Party of Western Australia has vowed to scrap safe schools and redirect its funding towards rural education if elected. Speaking at the party's state conference, WA opposition leader Mike Nahan committed to defunding the program so as to keep regional schools in the state open. He said the cutback was because there were other anti-bullying programs already in place and not due to personal or party opposition to safe schools. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Trans advocate and Aussie rules player Emily Rowe has spoken out about the hate faced by trans people in sport. The St Kilda Shark told The Guardian that an opposition player recently asked her to stop being so strong during a match while aggressively grabbing her by the collar. Rowe says trans players have to get used to the constant mockery and snide remarks, which is fed by the AFL's reluctance to fully embrace trans players. English cricketer Ben Stokes has been found not guilty of an assault while protecting two gay men at a bar. Stokes was accused of punching Ryan Hale and knocking out Ryan Ali outside a Bristol club in September last year, but told the court he was defending gay couple Kai Barry and William O'Connor from a potential homophobic attack, saying that Hale and Ali were armed with a bottle and were abusing the pair, so he felt the need to intervene. And finally, tennis legend Roger Federer says he would welcome gay players on the men's pro tour.
I think it'd be totally accepted, no problem, you know. It's a good thing. Doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, but I'm all for it, that you're open about it. That I think you'll feel better in the process, to be honest, and everybody should support one another on this planet, you know. It's all good.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.